You're listening to SBS News.
A Japanese whaling company has inaugurated a new vending machine store as it tries to boost demand for the dying food tradition. Kyoto Senpaku's newest store in Yokohama joins two others which opened in Tokyo in the past month. The company plans to have as many as 100 shops in Japan over the next 5 years. 80-year-old retiree Kunitake Suzuki says he feels nostalgic when eating whale.
A lot of childhood memories come back when I eat whale meat. At that time, people from overseas ate beef, but many Japanese people grew up eating whale meat.
Japan contends that whaling is an important part of its food culture, with whale meat having played a key part in feeding households amid food shortages after World War II. Yuki Okoshi, owner of a restaurant that serves whale meat, says he hopes more Japanese people will eat whale.
From now on, I think whale meat will be more popular. I'm interested in how restaurants serve it, as well as how wholesalers sell it to consumers. I'm sure that this industry, which is humble at the moment, will thrive.
The machines sell whale products ranging from frozen sashimi to steak and bacon and canned stews. Prices range from $10 to $32. Products are mostly caught in Japan's waters, although some of the stews might contain fin whale from Iceland. Mami Kashiwabara, a customer at a whale-serving restaurant, says she's only against whaling if the animal's meat isn't eaten.
I don't think it's good to kill intelligent animals meaninglessly. If whaling is conducted on the basis of balancing resources with the international community, whale meat is part of Japanese traditional food culture, and I think we can respect the lives of whales by appreciating their delicious meat rather than wasting it. I like eating it more than anything, and I would be happy if I can eat it.
But not everyone is a fan of the traditional dish.
I've eaten whale before. I'm interested, but I wouldn't go out of my way to come by it. I usually eat chicken.
Japan continued hunting whales after the practice was banned in 1986 in the International Whaling Commission's moratorium. Catherine Mathis, in charge of Japan Whaling Policy for Whale and Dolphin Conservation, says Japan's whaling industry has been heavily subsidised by the government. But she says now those subsidies have been cut, so companies are stepping up their promotional activities.
I mean, until now, they have been strongly subsidised by the government. So there has been a lot of money coming in order to make them flourish commercial whaling again. But the subsidies are being cut down. I don't know if they even fully stopped. So the whaling industry now has to write black numbers. They have to become a stable business. So that's why we think they are doing that strong step forward when it comes to promotion.
Ms. Mathis says companies are trying to encourage whale meat eating to become part of Japan's national identity.
So that's what they're probably trying to do. Make it more popular, make the people more aware about it, telling the people this is part of our national identity to make them increase their demand so that they will hopefully be able to sell more. So that's what we think is going on right now. So it's a big question if they will be successful in the end. As of now, to us it looks the people are not getting really influenced by that.
Annual whale meat consumption in Japan totaled just 1,000 tonnes in the 2021 fiscal year, compared with 2.6 million tonnes for chicken and 1.27 million for beef, according to government data. At its peak in 1962, annual whale meat consumption amounted to 233,000 tonnes. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.